You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. The first rains have fallen and it is noticeably colder, but there's an even stronger sign that winter is here. Donuts. They are everywhere. And here, a donut, a souvganiya, is not a fried ring of dough with a hole in the middle. It is, in the simplest form, a ball of fried dough sprinkled with sugar and filled with jam. But those souvganiyot are not adequate for the Israelis' desire for donuts. They have become an art form, with bakeries and chains of patisseries competing to make the fanciest, sweetest, richest, most glamorous donuts. You can find them covered in icings and decorations of all sorts and filled with everything from caramel cream to fruit puree or rich dark chocolate. You can have them whole grain or gluten-free. There are even sugar-free options. Why the craze over donuts in winter? For Hanukkah, of course. The link? Oil. The festival of Hanukkah gives us two reasons to celebrate. One is the victory over the Greeks, who desecrated the temple and tried to Hellenize the Judeans in the 2nd century BCE. It remembers the famous battle of Judah the Maccabee, which took place not far from here in the region of Modi'in. The second is the related miracle, where a small vial of pure olive oil needed to rededicate the temple after the victory lasted for 8 days until new supplies could be found to keep the sacred menorah alight. Although not required, eating foods cooked in oil has become a central feature of Hanukkah celebrations. And while some are still nostalgic for the latke, Israeli children cannot imagine Hanukkah without oily donuts. Hanukkah is also a time for parties and fun activities. Schools have holidays, some schools for the entire 8 days, raising the ire of parents who usually need to work. Other schools keep the children occupied with special activities each day. Hanukkah here is not necessarily a gift-giving time. That custom arose in Christian countries when Hanukkah often coincided with Christmas and, as Christian children receive gifts, we made sure that our children did too. It is, however, a time for public celebration, and children here have another treat, the Festigal. Since 1981, there's been a special children's concert at Hanukkah time in which the most popular children's entertainers take part. Tickets are not cheap, but all the shows are always sold out. The theme this year is freestyle, and the big names include Idan Reichel and Moshe Peretz. But for children who are not treated to the Festigal, there are still plenty of activities. Every city, town or settlement has at least one public lighting of the Chanukiah, the 8-branched menorah used to mark the festival. The bigger, the better. Often celebrities are invited to light the candles or torches, and the ceremonies are accompanied by concerts or shows for the entire family. One Chanukiah per city is far from the ideal or the usual. In Jerusalem, the main events are in the Midrachov at Zion Square, outside Jaffa Gate, and at the Iria. And in this city, it is rare to pass a home that does not have a Chanukiah on display. Whereas in some places in the world, the family Chanukiah is lit inside the home. Here, an industry has grown for creating glass display cases that can be attached outside doors or windows in which the Chanukiah can be displayed. Like the donuts, they are increasingly elaborate. The inspiration is the rabbinic ruling that the miracle of Chanukah should be proclaimed publicly. Even during rabbinic times, it was considered meritorious to light one's candles in a public place. But the weather must have impeded this. Not today, with our indoor malls and our special Chanukiah boxes. The 8-night festival might prove a strain on families if children expect to go out every night. On the in nights, families can still play the traditional game of spinning the sevivon or dreidel. Bets, usually in chocolate money, can be laid on which of the four letters the spinning top will come to rest. In addition to the simple wooden or plastic varieties, you will find beautifully decorated dreidels and even battery-operated versions. There is one more thing associated with Chanukah here that I didn't experience in Australia, and it's another culinary treat, although that description might be a bit too generous. I'm speaking about the krembo. Krembo is an overly sweet treat that consists of a biscuit base with a marshmallow topping and coated in chocolate. It was first sold in the 1960s and is the preferred Hanukkah treat of the older generation, who treasure it nostalgically. It is sold in huge quantities, boxes of 30 or 40, and apparently greatly loved, so much so that 50 million Krembos are sold each year. 13 tons of aluminium per year were used to wrap the popular treat until this year. Unilever has decided to save on individual wrapping. However, I am told authoritatively that this will not lessen the pleasure. According to a study funded by Strauss, Israel's leading Krembo producer, 69% of Israelis prefer to eat Krembo from the top down, starting with the marshmallow, and only 10% start with the biscuit at the bottom. The rest had no preference. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, wishing all listeners of SBS Radio Chag Orim Sameach, a happy festival of lights. Happy Hanukkah.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.